If your doctor's office asks for your Social Security number, think twice before letting them have it. I'm Murray Feldman with the Feldman Report on WWJ News Radio 950. The warning comes from the attorneys at the firm McDonald Hopkins. They say ask them why they need your Social Security number. How will it be used? What safeguards are in place to make sure it stays confidential? And finally, what will happen if you don't give it to them? This with word that over the past decade, nearly 2,200 healthcare data breaches occurred, exposing the records of more than 176 million people. That's nearly half of the people in the country. McDonald Hopkins cites a study from over a year ago finding more than half of all healthcare organizations responding actually admitted that they had little or no confidence they could detect the loss or the theft of patient data, and most say they lacked the budget to secure their data properly. The American Medical Association began discouraging the use of patient Social Security numbers nearly a decade ago, but apparently it's still being done. With the Feldman Report, I'm Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.